Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So good, so good, so good.
Give big, save big with Rack Friday deals at Nordstrom Rack. For a limited time, take an extra 40% off red tag clearance for everyone on your list. All sales final and restrictions apply. So bring your gift list and your wish list to your nearest Nordstrom Rack today.
Kids, they grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps, and the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome in to Take Command. Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson. Watch us, 106.7 The Fan and Team 980 YouTube channels. Listen wherever you get your audio. Please subscribe, rate, review, and do all that podcasty stuff. So spread the word. Send this to someone that likes the team that doesn't know that we have this podcast so we can keep growing it. Logan, we are breaking down a 29-18 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles after you got a chance to dive into the tape. Washington played the first half competitively. It was a 10-7 game with the Commanders leading into the third quarter, and then things got away from them with the Eagles scoring 21 unanswered points.
Yeah, and I think I went back, and when you're watching the film, you're like, man, this is like, especially for the offense, like before Marcus gets hurt, it's not the cleanest, it's not the best, but I think they did a really good job managing certain situations. You know, they found some explosive plays. They ran the football well. I mean, some of the stuff they were running into wasn't blocked super well. Some backs missed some cuts, but they were able to stay efficient with it. They were able to capitalize on some short field position opportunities. And so I think that's great. And then obviously, like, the defense, they had this kind of bend but don't break philosophy. They've had that obviously since Dan Quinn's taken over, and they were able to capitalize. They were able to get off the field in some critical third downs. Philadelphia missed some field goals, and they're in it, man. They're in it to win it, and it felt really cool, felt really exciting. And even going back and watching the tape, but obviously, like, once Marcus goes out, the offense can't really handle anything. The defense can't handle, like, the quick turnaround after the interception. And the game just starts kind of slipping away. And so, you know, I think it was the last drive of the game for the defense. Like, you could just feel the mental and physical fatigue that they were going through at that moment. It felt a little bit like, I remember on the sideline, like, no one would outwardly say that, but it felt to me like the game was just going to be out of reach, right? Because, like, they couldn't do anything offensively. And so I think there's a little bit of that going on, and it really is unfortunate, because I'm not saying they would have won, but I'd be curious to see how the game would shake out. If Marcus had stayed and played the whole game, I think the outcome could have been a little bit, not could have been, it probably would have been much more competitive at the end there.
What did you see from the offensive line that's been, you know, one of the main areas of conversation going into the offseason? Laremy Tunsil probably looking for a new deal, did not play in this game. So you had Brandon Coleman at left tackle. And then obviously they're trying to figure out what they're doing with Chris Paul at left guard. And then Coleman gets banged up. What did you think of the line? Just four hits on the quarterback by the Eagles in this game, by the way.
Yeah, a couple things. First off, I thought the protection plan by Cliff and the offensive staff was good. I thought they understood kind of the assignment. If we can protect, we can kind of create some space down the field. And I thought there were times where they kind of were in a six or seven man pro and getting good looks down the field. I thought there were times in five man opportunities with a little bit of chip help that they looked good. Obviously, you know, with that group, without Tunsil in there, like, Coleman gets a holding call early, which I thought was a little bit ticky-tack. Like, he's kind of trying to snatch the guy down. And I don't understand how referees are litigating this at the moment, because, like, the snatch is a technique that's really good to help kind of prevent people from bullying you. So he snatches him, the rusher gets off balance, and he kind of pushes him by. So to me, not necessarily a holding call. I understand why they called it, but, like, there's stuff like that, right? You know, Biadasz gets bowled on a play. Like, Cosme has some tough looks in terms of man reaches on Jordan Davis. But I think overall the group played well. It felt like a scrappy performance as opposed to a dominant performance, kind of where they're in there, they're mixing it up, they're trying to finish. And it's not always the cleanest. The technique's not always perfect, but they just kind of found a way to get it done. So, you know, I think the group, this is not their best game, I don't think, but I think they played well, I think they played hard, and I think ultimately that's what you're looking for in a divisional game with some really good guys on the defensive line and in the defensive front for Philadelphia.
I'm glad you brought up that snatch technique hold that they called on Coleman that negated a nice completion and a really nice actual traffic-y catch by Treylon Burks in the middle of the field, who I thought showed well. We'll get to him in a second. But I actually jotted that down to ask you about, because I don't know when that became a hold, but you see it called constantly now. And there's like this jerking motion to the point where as soon as I saw it in real time, I was watching through binoculars and just saw it. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a hold. And then in my mind, I'm going, well, it's really not. But as soon as you see it now, you expect it to be called. When did that change?
I'm not sure. I think I really have no idea. I know a couple of years ago there was a point of emphasis on backside cutoffs for people that were employing the snatch technique. But in this game, like, Cosme did a great job a couple times on a man reach of kind of what they call it, like what I would call is like taking a false step and letting the penetrating defensive line like kind of work into you. And you just kind of tap the back of their shoulders, kind of pull them down, and did a great job on a couple of reaches. Did a great, Coleman had a great cutoff where he kind of employs the snatch technique. And to me, when you're run blocking, it's more obviously a hold because you're restricting the player. Like, Trent Williams does this all the time. And again, like, this is Trent's technique. Like, he's kind of popularized it. And I'm not trying to say Trent should be getting penalized for it. But to me, like, as a, like, when I watch football, I'm like, that's more of a hold than the snatch technique. When a guy is bullying you and I knock you down because you're off balance, like, that you're off balance. Like, I'm not holding you, you're falling down. And so, I don't know, man. I think this year it's definitely been called a little bit more. And again, it was the Trent Williams backside cutoff thing was been a point of emphasis like 3 years ago, but obviously that's kind of waned. So I don't know. I think maybe this year just bigger point of emphasis. But yeah, they've called it in situations where they shouldn't definitely call. Like, I'm talking not necessarily for the Commanders, but for other teams in the NFL. Like, Coleman's snatch technique was a little bit off because he didn't get him cleanly to the ground. But there's been ones that I've seen that are totally clean that they're calling holds on. And to me, it's not a hold. It's a balance issue for the rusher.
And totally. So they're falling in some way, or they're kind of face first coming downhill. I wonder what the coaching point would be then. Is it that they're not calling if you're pushing from behind the shoulder pads, but if you get them on the chest to help? Like, I don't understand, even if you are coaching these guys up, like, what you should be telling them to do.
So I've seen Tunsil hit a couple clean ones this year, and the thing that he does that's a little different than everybody else, because Tunsil is just – Tunsil's pass pro, man, is unbelievable. Like, his balance is incredible. But anyway, so what he does when he snatches is he'll snatch, right? But he always stays off the ground. Like, he always stays off the rusher. Does that make sense? So sometimes I think when you see the snatch and then guys fall on top of them, you're getting the fall. Like, they're calling the fall on top as the hold, which has always been a pretty good indicator of getting a hold. Like, people are like, oh, you want a knockdown block, you want a pancake. But oftentimes the ref will catch that in their periphery and they'll assume a hold and they'll throw a flag. And so, like, there was a period of time when I was playing when they were like, don't take them to the ground. Like, try to keep them up if you're blocking them, because it's the definitive on the ground, you're on top. They feel that it's a hold, especially because, like, you know, in college and high school, they'll let you get away with kind of pushing your hat to the landmark. And then the guy's trying to get off the block, so he's kind of pushing across and you're holding him. But as you run your feet, he's going to get caught up and he's going to fall. They started calling that as a hold a couple of years ago, too. So It really, to me, is it depends on whether the rusher or whether the defender ends up on the ground and whether you end up on top. Because I think, you know, technically, like, they used to call this a hold, too. When you would use your body weight to keep somebody on the ground, they'd start calling that a hold also. So I think it's kind of correlated to that. Because, again, Tunsil's had some really clean ones this year where he stays up, the guy's on the ground, and they don't call it.
Mamas, don't let your boys grow up to be offensive linemen. It's hard out here. I mean, you got to deal with elite edge rushers. You now D tackles are all sent out of some lab to just wreck games. You know, this post Aaron Donald society that we're living in. And it's just tough, man. It's like playing corner in this league. Laremy Tunsil, by the way, just to your point, 88.9 blocking grade for PFF this year in pass pro, third out of 82 tackles. Overall, they've got him sixth out of 82 offensive tackles. He's due for a payday. That was a gigantic win of a trade for Adam Peters in this front office, and I'm ready to pay him. He is already the fifth highest paid tackle in the league by AAV, and it does feel like he's underpaid. It's been a couple years. There was a piece in the Post this past week where – you know, he suggested he'd like a new contract and he wants it to come from Washington. So it's unlikely he's going to play the final year of this deal at that number. But based on what he's done, I would imagine they won't have too much of a problem if he gets back in line and puts his hand out, putting a little cash in that hand, because that is an investment in Jaden Daniels' health.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Marshall's buyers are hustling hard to get amazing new gifts into stores, right up to the last minute. Like a designer perfume for that friend who never RSVP'd. Wish list topping toys for her kids who came too. Mm-hmm. Belgian chocolates for the neighbor. A cozy scarf for your boss. And a wool jacket for your husband that you definitely did not almost forget. Marshall's. We get the deals, you get the good stuff. Even at the last minute. Find a Marshall's near you.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I think that'll be something that's like, that seems like, like when the pieces just fit together perfectly, that's kind of what this feels like. And again, you like you said, it's sometimes I think you pay a name, and I don't think you're paying a name here. I think you're definitely paying for top shelf production and a guy that, I had to do a segment for Command Center this week called Clutch Performers. And I went back and I was like, oh, well, obviously Terry and Mikey and some other guys came up. But I was like, who's been really clutch this year is Laramie Tunsil. Because in 3rd and 9, you can just have him one-on-one with like Nick Benito or name your good edge rusher here. And that's a matchup he can win. And having a guy like that in your protection surface is literally for NFL teams is invaluable. So, I definitely think he'll we'll see what happens. But obviously, really, really good football player.
Just going back to some numbers really quickly, should be noted that this is not the end all be all, but PFF assigned, I think, everybody that was in the passing, the blocking surface of pass pro, like one pressure all day, except Connerly, they pinned with 4 hurries. What did you think of his performance?
Yeah, so the hurry thing is always a little bit interesting to me because hurry is like such a nebulous metric. Like it's even different than a pressure. Like a pressure is like done by proximity to the quarterback. They use like the advanced chip data to be like, oh, you're right, 2 yards away, right?
A hurry is like you affected what would have been idealistic on the play, which is, that's a little muddy.
Yeah, so for me, like I went back and I watched, I think I didn't watch all of his hurries because I didn't watch the second half of the game really. I didn't watch after Josh Johnson came in, really. But one of the things that came to the forefront is like he had one where he's got this rush, the guy's attacking his edge, it's Phillips. And he's like kind of corkscrewing that outside hand and he's really like working his hips across. And he's like, it's like a bull rush and he's kind of stopped it. But Mariota has to step up in the pocket. And to me, like, that's a plus win. Good job, Josh Connerly. But I think they categorize that as a hurry. And he has a couple rushes like that versus a big, powerful edge rusher in Phillips. And so I think like that's a good example to me of like where PFF's a little bit nebulous. It's like you're going to downgrade a guy for what I would consider a positive block. Right. And again, like that's their prerogative. That's their metric. But I think he's doing a good job. I think there's some times, obviously, like this game, going back and watching the offensive line was muddy at times, like, targeting runs, technique, hat placement, little bit, guys had some no hitters that they threw in there. But I do think he had a very competitive performance. And obviously, like you can always be better. But I think you're looking at a guy, like, quite honestly, who's become an NFL starting offensive lineman over the course of the season, which is something that I'm really excited about.
You were uber impressed with Chris Rodriguez right after the game, just based on watching in real time from the sideline. Was the tape as good as you thought it would be?
Yeah, I think going back and watching it, it was a little bit different, quite honestly. Like he, great. I mean, he did a great job with muddy runs and breaking tackles and getting downhill. But I think like there's a couple runs on the first drive, like where they're in the low red. And they're running what I would call like a Wanda Sif. So like tight end's coming back. He's cutting the guy out. Brandon Coleman does a great job cutting out the three technique. Biotish and Cosme do an awesome job uprooting the 2-eye and really throwing him out of the club. So if you can visualize that, Connolly's cutting off on the backside. They're kind of widening this the 2-eye out. Like the cutback is right there, clear as day. And they're running like a really cool version of Wanda where they take the front side receiver, make it look like he's running a high cross, and they block the backside run fit player, backside quarters player. And it is to pay dirt, but he bounces it outside, ends up being a 5-yard gain. Next play, they're running some type of like mid zone, and he's pressing, and everybody plays inside, and he tries to cut it back. He probably should try to bounce that run. So there's... Again, it doesn't detract from the physicality, the confidence that he ran with, the ability to keep them on schedule. But again, with most backs, like you're going to miss stuff. And so I think like Does that detract from his performance? Sure. But is it still a good day at the office? Absolutely.
All right, let's talk defense next. It's Take Command, Logan Paulson and Grant Paulson.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.